talk fantasy, where you really wanna be. 48 on balcony, thick all up inside of me. Transfer like it's alchemy, good girl turn to super free. Hard to see a pretty bitch down on her knees, now watch my meat. Maxine.
Baby. Welcome to the dark side, Black Rose. Black Rose.
Tell me your wildest fantasy, make me a star, baby. I'll take direction, no exceptions, all right now, baby. Your favorite actress, cameras flashing deep inside of me. Make a movie, boy, get ruthless, give you all of me. Let's make a...
Hey, y'all. Maxie here.
D here.
Chris here.
All right, y'all, so we back with the motherfucking get back right now. All right, but no. So my topic, we're going to start with my topic today. My topic is how soon, right, after you start dealing with somebody, should a man actually start assisting a woman with her financial needs?
So basically, how soon do you start asking a guy for money? Like, you ask for his help.
First of all, you should never have to ask. I'm sorry. My love language is not having to ask. I don't want to deal with a nigga that I have to ask. Like, if you see I need my nails done, bro, get my nails done. Am I wrong for that?
Yeah, but some people look at it different. They look at financial needs, not...
That's a need.
For some people.
I mean, I feel like it's... Even if it's... You can't say financial needs. Like, you can't tell me my nails are not a need. Can't say that.
I mean, somebody can actually definitely say that, because like, yo, okay, you need your rent paid, you need your car insurance paid.
I need everything. I need all the above.
Do you really need your nails done?
Yes. Like, first of all, I don't need to be with no nigga that I gotta pick one thing that he's gonna do for me. And I'm not saying that because like
you'd rather be with a nigga that'll get your nails done and not pay your rent?
No, los dos. You need to do both.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like just small shit like, oh, just dumb shit like nails, a bag, like stupid shit like that. But what I'm saying is like a lot of men, right, they say things like, oh, they might put a woman in a category of being a gold digger, right, for asking for stuff. But that doesn't make you a gold digger.
It depends on the situation. If you constantly asking and asking and asking,
if you're not working,
asking and asking and asking,
like if you're really some bitch that's just like, feel me, like you don't have no type of hustle in you, you ain't trying to get no bag yourself, and you just out here really trying to make niggas pay for pussy, that's a gold digger.
Yeah.
Feel me? But when you actually dealing with somebody, like, she could be working or anything.
But is that really, really considered a gold digger? Because,
is it?
Yeah, because if you ain't got no job, that's your only way to provide. What if you got kids? That's the only way to provide for kids. You get in the bag regardless. You still getting paid. Like,
I mean, I just don't like when people say things like, oh, gold digger. Like, if you're supposed to be a bad woman if you do stuff like that. But doesn't it make you a bad man to fuck on a bitch and watch her struggle?
Yeah, it definitely do.
Like, how can you see the woman that you're laying down with? You exchanging all this energy with. She got you all weak, feel me? Like, all this shit. Like, how can you... Especially, it's even worse if you know her situation. Like, you going to the bitch crib, seeing her, and you see, like, shit fucked up. Feel me? Kids like, mommy, what we gonna eat?
Right.
And you're just like, all right, I'm out, man. That's fucked up.
They got their nut and they just did.
Yeah, because when you go back to it, what's a man supposed to do? Provide, right? Mm-hmm. Ain't that what a man supposed to do?
Supposed to.
They say a woman supposed to cook, clean, all of that stuff.
Men supposed to provide. Quote, I'm doing air quotations, y'all. Supposed to. That's what they supposed to.
But yeah, that's what they supposed to do. The same way a woman supposed to please her man, nourish her house, and blah, blah, all that other shit. You have to provide, bro. You cannot fuck on a... I'm sorry.
So, like, how soon do you think it's supposed to start happening?
Immediately.
You can't even say immediately because bitches might be taking advantage of a guy and vice versa. Like,
if you want to take me on a date...
immediately, though?
If you want to take me on a date, you got to pay for my babysitter.
Okay, so what's immediately?
That's...
Right there. Right. I meet you. You want to take me on a date, are you going to pay for my babysitter? Because think about it. I have to pay my babysitter. Just like you said, oh, if a woman taking advantage of a man... And he to spend the money.
Yeah.
What if I don't like you and I just waste my money on a fucking babysitter? And then I'm out of fucking however much I had to pay for daycare.
So now he wasted his money and he don't like you?
Right. Yes, nigga, waste your money because you're the one who asked me to take me out. I'm never going
so
after
that
nigga.
So that you gotta waste his money?
Yes,
on
nigga.
On your babysitter.
Son, I'm never going after a nigga. So if it's at a point where I'm on a date with a nigga, that means you came after me. So you have to take a risk.
You have to take the risk. You took the risk to come up to me, right? Because what you taking me on a date for? You know what you really want to do, right? So the same way you
take... He want to slide.
He trying to...
All on your face. But,
are you wild?
But if you want that, my babysitter.
Yo, but no, but that ass is like, all right, the same way you took the chance, right? The same way you took the chance to come up to me and fucking ask me for my number, ask to take me on a date, you got to pay for my daycare, huh? I'm just sorry. And I don't even care if I don't got to pay for daycare because one of my sisters watching them. You don't know that. Like, at least offer, like, y'all want to take you out. I know you said you had a daughter. I'll take care of daycare. Let me help you out with that. I just want to see you for a couple hours. Maybe we could go get some drinks. Like, that's a gentleman.
Yeah.
Right? Am I bugging?
No, Chris? No.
Chris, we can't. I can't hear you.
Nah,
yeah,
I
know. Right, not in this shit.
Nah. Nah, I mean, immediately. Babysitter. Yeah, now, if, like you said, how you said, like, yeah, the guy say, oh, yeah, I want to take you out or whatever the case may be. I mean, if the first thing that comes out his mouth is like, do we have to pay a babysitter? That's like, that's
it's lit.
Yeah, because lit. He's really a gentleman. Like,
yeah, but like, for you to just come out and say, oh, pay for my babysitter, or don't go nowhere at all because like he never mentioned to pay for your babysitter. I kind of find that wrong, because what if he's not the... What if he's not the just walk in the door, let me pay the babysitter kind of guy? What if he is the let me take you on a date, you know, kind of guy? Then after that first date, it's just like, after that, now he's just like, he really, really likes you or whatever the case may be. Now he's really, really throwing money for all types of reasons. Babysitters, dog
sitters.
But
it's risky.
I don't know.
Because a nigga, like, no. Let me tell you why it's risky. Because a nigga will see some shit like that. A nigga will see, like, all right, her first date, all right, I ain't help her pay for the babysitter. And then they just take advantage and try to run with it.
Nah, it don't have to be like that, though. They only do that, like, if you allow them to.
Right.
So, like, yeah. So, like, if you expect him to just come out and say it on the second time, it's not guaranteed that he's the second time take her on a date, pay for her babysitter kind of guy either.
So, you the wrong guy.
You don't know that, though.
Because I'm not a good communicator.
I'm not either. I'm really not a good communicator. I've heard that in so many relationships, even in the relationship that I am now.
But that's what makes it bad, because you're not communicating.
But no, I don't want to say that I'm not a good communicator. I'm expressing myself because I don't like looking vulnerable.
But that's just getting into a relationship anyway. Like, you want to get into a relationship with anybody, you have to express yourself. You have to look vulnerable. You have to literally break down.
That's weird as shit.
Okay, but you have to literally break down and open up in front of this person. Even if you break down and open up in front of this person, you know, you actually open up in front of this person. So you it's not like this person doesn't know what it is that you want. It's not like this person doesn't know what it is that you need. You opened up and, you know, was actually vulnerable in front of this person. So if they continue to not be shit or whatever you classify it as, after you've opened up that much, then it's just like, that's the wrong guy. But you can't consider somebody the wrong guy because you just sitting there with your mouth closed, not acting.
First of all, we definitely could consider them to be a bad guy. I don't give a fuck. All that shit you talking, we definitely could still consider it. Like,
no, you cannot. I'm telling you.
It's wrong, but definitely can do that shit. Cause I be doing that shit. I be trying to guilt trip motherfuckers.
That's bad. They look toxic. Another level of toxic. You can't guilt trip nobody for something that you know that you want, but you're not opening your mouth and saying that you
want. Why would I have to ask you?
You know me for that
long. Now, 2 years in a relationship with somebody, no, you should not still be having to open your mouth about any fucking thing.
I'm sorry, 2 months. But I shouldn't have to ask you for anything. You should know everything.
I'm talking about like 2 weeks. By the time y'all go on the second date, it's like 2 weeks now. You really expect this person to really be like, what are y'all talking? What's going on within this whole 2 weeks that you really just is like, it's
yeah, even right. 2 weeks. Like, even 2 weeks, you have to know. Because right is right and wrong is wrong. And even if you don't know my exact situation.
Right? Who said that it was right? Who said it was right and who said it was wrong?
This shit is law.
That's just natural behavior from a person. Like,
man, if you dealing with a girl and you know she has kids, at least ask, do we have to pay for a sitter?
But what if that's not
what's
that
your babysitting situation?
How does that make that person like a bad guy?
So that means you're inconsiderate. It'll make you a bad guy. It means you're inconsiderate because if you're dealing with somebody and you know that she has certain things that come with her, you have to care about those things and address them. or you're just inconsiderate to try to sit there and be oblivious to the fact that this woman has kids.
So what about the guy that offered all these things to a woman and then he got bashed in the face? Like, I don't need no nigga for nothing. Like, what about that?
She's a hood rat.
Oh, okay. You don't know that though. He don't know that. So you can't just, like, you don't know what these niggas be going through with all types of bitches. Like, you can't just expect for him to just be like, Here you go. Right off rip. If he probably could have possibly tried to did that to multiple women, but multiple women like, oh,
took it offensive.
I could do things for myself. Like, you know how women could be.
I mean, you're right.
That's really like, you gotta really think. It's like, it depends on like
what they that's beginning stages. Okay. All right.
All right. So like five years in.
Yeah, two, three years in.
Then that nigga ain't shit, and I don't even know how you allowed it to go that long.
Kill a nigga, right?
Yeah.
Niggas got, I keep telling y'all, niggas gotta die. No, but I'm dead ass, son. Because niggas are really, but you know what it is too? Alright, a nigga will move like that to protect his ego, or to protect himself, because he don't want to feel like he's being used. You know, like, what society paints thing is. So niggas are really having in their head, I ain't doing shit for a bitch. Gang, gang. Like, for real, niggas are really be moving like that.
Talk about bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks.
Like, dead ass, but they're really not help out financially because they're scared of being milked. Niggas gotta get milked, bro.
Niggas gotta give it up, bro.
But that's not right. Okay, so
it's not right. But a bad experience. It's not right that you just said you wouldn't like really want to be vulnerable in front of somebody either. That's not right. You really sitting around somebody with a fucking big ass wall. If you sit next to somebody with a big ass wall up, then you shouldn't even be like nowhere near the person. Because that's now it's just though. That's it itself. Because you're just sitting there with this big ass wall up. They don't even really know who you are at this point.
I mean, you could know why.
At this point, you really have a mask. Like, I know it's like Corona and everything. Right. Like, I know it's like Corona season. But like, at this point, you really sitting there with a mask on and this person really don't know who you are. They just like assuming you somebody that you're
let's go to this vulnerability thing. I'm going to this one. Do you understand it's hard to let somebody see you vulnerable?
Yeah.
To let somebody know how you feel. So even like beginning stage, you talking to somebody. What if you do start liking somebody more? I'm not saying nothing.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just telling you the truth. Like
Pete.
Bro, at the end of the day, that's not petty. That's really not petty. That's like shy, right? That is shy. Saying that because y'all know me and I'm not shy, but
that's
shy.
Nah.
Like, bro, first of all, I'm the catch. I'm not telling no nigga I'm feeling him. Are you stupid?
Who catching you?
Y'all don't get what I'm saying.
I do get what you're
girls
saying.
Girls be looking so dumb for these niggas. Oh, I wouldn't be with you. I could never. I can't relate. I'm sorry.
I didn't been open before. They call it open and vulnerable. I've been open and vulnerable, and it put me in a fucked up situation. But you learn from your mistakes.
That's not a mistake. That's their mistake. You just actually, due to the fact that it's actually hard to be vulnerable, like, that's really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, for a guy to actually realize that some chick was actually vulnerable, and for him to just say, ha-ha, bitch, joke's on you, that's just, like, wrong on his end, not wrong on your end.
But it makes you look like,
because now he's gonna get with another bitch that's just like not gonna be vulnerable at all. He's not gonna know what the fuck to even expect from her because
like, I think I'm that
she's
bitch.
Gonna be like super on top of his ass, and then it's just gonna be like that's gonna be even worse for him because like he should have dealt with the girl that was willing to really express herself and be the crying out woman that
he got to be with that girl.
No, but I would be like, once I'm in a relationship, nigga, hell yeah, you gonna know everything that's on my motherfucking mind. Then you gonna get the toxic shit. You gonna get the dumbass text messages, whatever bitch you with. Y'all see that mean? Whatever bitch you with, I hope she shoot back.
Right.
Nigga, dead ass. Like, you getting all of that. You getting every piece of vulnerability. You gonna get the cries, then the tears after, the fucking laughs, everything in the same fucking hour.
What kind of laugh? Like, the little, I'm about to fuck you up laugh?
No, like crying, like, you heard me? And then laughing, like, why you playing with me? Like, I mean, like,
well, just, that's crazy
I'm
shit.
Really, like, that's really me. Like, you
laughing, then you gonna stab a motherfucker.
But you could get that, I say, that would be, like, year, going into year two, you would start, like, you would really see the real me. You wanna see the real fucking me?
Oh wow, those was not your lashes. I'm seeing the real you, huh?
I mean, you won't see that anyway because you should be coming all that. Like, nah, but that is all that. Me personally, I don't. But back to the asking people. I'm not asking nobody for shit, son. Unless I really develop a partnership. Like, you understand what I'm saying? When you with somebody for like 4 or 5 years, that's your man. Like, feel me? That's partnership, nigga. Give me this. Like, that's regular.
I'll ask.
Yeah.
But not, it has to be like a month or two in. I'm not just going to like come out and just straightforward and ask like, yo, this and that. No. It's
gonna wait. So a month or two, how do you ask? What do you say?
Ask.
You're right. Yo, let me get some dick. Like, what you mean? Like,
talk about dick? We talk about money, nigga. I'm asking for this.
Oh, my bad.
I'm just like, yo. I'm sending the eyes like, pull up. That's what the fuck.
I seen that print. I know what. All right, let's see.
No, I'm talking about like for money though, like or for anything money that you need.
You just ask.
Mm-hmm. Right, you just ask.
You cannot say you saying that because you're Aries. You're Aries too.
I'm falling behind. You know, I had to get some extra stuff for my kids. My phone bill need to do.
I'm not even telling it, you but. All of that. I'm not. That's I don't know. Whenever I see like somebody giving you like a whole story as to like what it is that they need to want, I'm already,
they make it like scheming.
Yeah, I'm already assuming that you're lying. I'm sorry, you could really be telling the goddamn dead ass truth, but like just because you really telling me like a whole story as a guy,
like I just had to
grab a female to really hit me up and just like got this long.
I just really had to buy my grandma medicine or whatever because she really needed it or her blood pressure medicine or she'd die without it. You automatically are thinking I'm lying.
Yeah,
that is kind of that's like. Kind of scheming to me too.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I just act like I need this for that. That's it. I'm not giving you no whole story. I probably didn't even tell you what it's for. Like I don't know. I would just act. I'm so serious. I just act like I'm not coming up with no whole story.
It's not a story. What they telling the truth? You mean you're not going to put why I need the money? That's what you mean. You're not going to tell her why.
Yeah, why does
why does not matter? Like, okay. If you ask somebody for something, they should not say why. Like, right. Why should not be a factor in anybody's equation? Because it's just like, it don't matter why I need it. Are you going to give it to me?
But what about X times Y times? Like, nah.
No, but that's what I'm about to say, too. Okay. Does the guy get to judge whether they give it? Not based off what it's for?
No, that's kind of retarded. It's either you want to give it to me or you're not. It's not, you can't say you got $60 for this, but you don't got $60 for that. That's just exactly. It's just like, you either you have it to spare or you don't have it to spare. So right. If I say, can I have it? And you say, for what? It's just like, what do you mean for what at that point? It don't matter for what. Like if somebody asking for some money, I'm not saying for what. Like, somebody asking me for something, I'm not expecting the whole story. I'm not, like, if you ask me for something, I'll give it to you. Like, just off of the strength of because you asked it, I have it. Right. If I don't have it, I'll tell you I don't have it. I don't know. Right. I'm not expecting no story. Like, I don't want to know, like, what happened or why you need it. Like,
right. Just, but I think that's how it should be.
Yeah. That's me, personally. That's how I say I would just ask. Like,
yeah. Now, you're right, because you literally can't have it for this, but not that. Like, why the fuck I gotta tell you?
Yeah, either you got it to spare or you don't. There's no such thing as I can spare it for this, but I can't spare it for that. It's either you do or you don't. In my case, a lot of people are picky about
why they
give, but I'm not picky about why I give. That's kind of crazy.
Right, that's what, like, Dee just was saying to me, like, in the beginning, she's like, for your nails or your rent? And I'm like, both. It don't matter. I'm not only asking for assistance for shit that's, like, life or death. Even my miscellaneous shit.
Right. Like, if I want something, I want it.
Yeah.
If I need something, I need it.
Right.
Like,
it's like, both, nigga, you don't only get to fucking provide for my fucking needs. Like, and who the fuck, how you know I don't need my motherfucking nails done? To me, I need my motherfucking nails done. Like, that's why the fuck I'm asking. Like, no. That shit is crazy to me, though.
Now, yeah. How could you really sit there and be like, nah, that's kind of crazy. And you ask somebody for something, like, for what? It's like, what the fuck you mean for what?
Especially if you talking to them. Like, if we intimate, fuck you mean for what? Nigga, it better be. All right, so that's your question. If you talking to somebody, and you ask them something, and they say no, do you stop talking to them?
No. Because then that means.
Throw your little hissy fit and get what you want.
No, like, what if it's, like, 5 pounds back to back? And you really asking him, like, and he's like, nah.
That's retarded. Now,
like, because like you don't care, right? So that's good enough reason to cut somebody off, right?
At that point,
I think so. Because how you just constantly saying like no,
7-8 times back to back, no.
Right. Like, first of all, I don't know what the fuck that means. Like, nigga, am I saying no when like people really crazy, son? people just crazy down that. But y'all men, y'all can't be feeling like women always trying to use y'all for shit. Like, y'all gotta be considerate to the shit that they got going on. Y'all want their time. Time is not free. Like, the fuck? You wanna take me out? Nigga, get my hair done. Get my nails done. The fuck? Alright, who next? Next topic is Chrissy.
How soon would you say I love you? Or how soon do you think it's too soon to say I love you to anybody? It don't matter. I tell somebody in a heartbeat.
For real?
Yep.
I mean, I'll tell a friend. Like, love you. No. Or like, acquaintance.
I'll tell anybody.
Like, if you're dealing with them, for
real? Yep. I tell them. I don't care who it is. Yep. It's not like a, nah. It's really natural. And I always get it exactly, like, right back then and there.
That goes back to vulnerability. I'm sorry. This is probably predictable. I'm never telling somebody I love them first.
That's kind of...
What if they don't say it back?
Why wouldn't they say it back?
What if they don't love you?
Like, how do you walk up to somebody and really fear that they don't love you? You should know somebody love you. So you should be able to know when to tell somebody you love them.
You cannot say that.
I've said it.
Like, you cannot say you should know when somebody love you. You could be thinking that somebody love you, but the feeling's not mutual.
Nah.
Yes.
It's impossible.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is so. You don't, like... That's like picking friends. Like, mm-hmm. You're not gonna go be friends with somebody you don't think want to be friends with you. Like,
wow.
You can tell when somebody don't like you. It's just normal. Like, what you think, Dio? Like, how soon would you say I love you to somebody?
Well, the quick, it depends on the person and how we vibing and stuff. Cause I fell in love with somebody quick. I think it was like within like 2 or 3 months. And it took me a while to fall in love with some people, like, 8 months to a year. So it all depends on, like, the vibing for me.
I fall in love. I actually do fall in love fast, though. That's like, I fall in love fast. Like, really fast. Especially if I'm spending, like, consistent time with you. Like, I would really be in love in, like 2 or 3 weeks. I swear to God. Like, talking to somebody all day. Like, because it's energy at the end of the day. Everything is vibes. Like... If I'm really digging your vibe, like, I really fall in love. Like, oh, I love him. How do you know when you're in love with somebody versus love or lust?
Just don't feel the same.
You can't. You gotta break it down.
Like, if I love somebody, it's like...
In love or love?
In love. Okay. If I'm in love with somebody, that shit, like... Like I said, it's like mutual energy. Like, it's just like, I could look at you and you could look at me and we could just like, word up, like, just be like, oh shit, looking at each other with those eyes, like, the emoji eyes, like.
But that could be lust.
No.
Especially if it could be a sexual attraction.
That's love too, though.
That is not love.
You think so?
You could be sexually attracted to somebody and not love them.
It could be sexually, that's impossible.
Wait, so if I'm sexually attracted to somebody, I love them?
A part of you love them, even if it's just the sex. But it's just like, it's not.
Or
just,
you could be in love with a vibe.
Yeah, you.
I believe that.
Like,
okay.
loving somebody doesn't necessarily, I don't know.
But that's not infatuation, though.
It's like, when you love somebody, you really, like, don't always love everything about them.
Okay.
So. When you love somebody, the particular things that made you begin to fall in love with them are the things...
It's like the small things.
Yeah. It's like, you ever like the way somebody, I don't know, brush their hair. Right, like brush their hair. Or like the way somebody like... walk, like,
dead ass,
like the way somebody talk, like anything, yeah, like, just like yeah. Small stuff, like it's never really like big stuff as to like
even demeanor.
Yeah,
demeanors are like the biggest thing for me. I love demeanors. Like, a nigga with a demeanor, like
for real,
like that's like, nah, I could definitely fall in love with a nigga demeanor, like ASAP, like, oh, this nigga, that dude, you know me.
But you think you could fall in love with the person's dick, though?
Like, Wait, what? Can I fall over the nigga dick? I mean,
would that have you say I love you though?
No.
Like if they,
I mean, I might say it in the act.
That'll never be why I love somebody.
Yeah, that'll never be why I love somebody. But I would
that
say
would
it.
Never.
I was that'd have me say it, but
I'll say it while I'm doing it. Just to gas that nigga up.
Like, but I won't be talking to him though. But I won't be talking to him.
Like. This ain't should be talking to the dick. I'm crying. I'm out.
Yo, I'm really crying. Nigga like, yeah, you too. Oh, no, sir. Not you. But keep going.
For real. Hold on. You want me to get down? I say it to his face.
Oh, she just started. No, she really just started wilding, though. Nah, but like Chris said, that'll never be the reason why I love a nigga.
Me either.
Because it's not. But I
it's never enough. That's not enough for me.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I got to be mentally.
But you can love the dick.
Definitely can love the dick.
You know, I didn't used to feel like this. Like, I used to, like... All right, I'm going to say this. I used to didn't value or respect sex as much as I do now. And I think that means I'm getting older.
I'm sure.
I'm dead serious. Because you know I always used to be like, I don't really care.
Who raised this girl? Like, what's going
on? I'm dead serious. So are you telling me you had the same sexual drive when you was younger as you... When you older now?
Mm-hmm.
No. Chris.
What?
Your sex drive is the same now as it was when you was younger?
Yeah.
Mine is not.
What was you doing?
I didn't want to be bothered with nobody. Now I'm like a fucking monster.
That's good. Give me that shit.
Give me that shit.
Nah, like dead ass. Like for like before it's like, blowing my shit. I don't really got time for that. That's because I'm an overthinker, and I would, like, overthink about, like, everything I did and do.
Oh,
I'm still like that now, but it's just, like, if I get into it, like, for example, I remember when Nicki Minaj did an interview, and she was saying, like, basically, like, she can't fuck with a nigga unless he fucking her, like, 3 times a night. And when I heard that, when I heard her say that, I'm like, she's wildin'.
Nah, you fucking.
But like this that. Was me, like, 2 years ago. I'm like, I'm never fucking no nigga 3 times a night. Are you stupid? Like... I was really like, you wild. I'm never doing that shit. Like, I'm gonna be hurting and fucking. I'm good.
Pussy
like,
be sore.
Yeah. But, like, now that I'm older, it's like, that's kind of lit.
That shit is lit. So, like, when do you say it, though? Like, I love you.
After the 3rd time. So, no. I'm playing.
That's crazy. But, I think, like, once we really start vibing and we connected more, we seen each other more. You know, stuff like that. If I'm falling in love with you, like, I'm going to tell you. That's one thing I'm not... I'm lying. I ain't going to tell you. I'll wait. Because I told somebody that the first time before.
And they didn't say it back, right?
Nah, we was at a mutual agreement. We both actually both was in love with each other. But it's just like, it was mad scary to do. And I don't think I could do that again. Like,
if y'all think it's the right time to tell somebody?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, should you tell them over the phone, like, in person?
Over the phone, in person. I don't know.
Maybe. Over the phone is easy for me.
Maybe.
Because it could have been an accident.
Back at y'all. Like, go back to the place we got first dated at. Like, anything. Like, do you think it's like...
Oh, like, that's dope. Intimate. That's dope. Get your romantic ass out of here.
I just want to know, like...
I think the easiest way for me to do it will be over the phone. Because just, I love you. Like, that could have been a mistake, bro. Like, you can't really say I said
how
it.
Do you, like, if you, no, because you use
it's
so
natural.
Used to, yeah,
it's natural to say I love you when you hang up.
That's really
so. It's like, if he try to play me, I'm like, nigga, I didn't mean to say that shit. Fuck off. I'm like, nigga, I didn't mean to say that. But he gonna
sound premeditated. That was a mistake.
I'm like, oh shit, I said I love you. I'm wildin'.
That definitely was.
Then you gotta be like, oh shit, I said I love you. I'm wildin'. Later.
Boop boop boop. For real. Boy, I love you. Oh, shit. My bad. It's a habit. I always say that. Like,
yo, I'm crying. That shit.
So, because you got to be, you got to, what? What you say? Nothing.
But then,
nothing.
I feel like over the phone is the
but
right
I didn't even
right
say I love you. I said colorful. Like,
over the phone?
Mm-hmm. Because that's natural. So, it's like, if you're really hanging up the phone on me just saying you love me, you really love me, bro.
I think us depart from, like, each other.
For real? That's, like, mm-hmm. So sweet. I would probably cry.
What you mean? It's like, regular.
But that's, like, intimate.
It's like y'all leaving each other, so now you fucking, it's like y'all leaving, so it was like, okay, bye.
I love you.
Regular shit, it's really regular shit, like super duper regular.
I'm never saying that to them when I leave.
I'm definitely going to say colorful, though. Or, I'm like colorful too.
At one point in time, like, it's been said first. Like, I don't always say it first. I don't know.
Go with the flow. Or...
I cannot. Usually, by the time somebody loves me, I love them too. Though it don't matter.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, for me to just love somebody, like, I don't mind saying it first, because by the time, like,
I'm ready to say it, you I feel the same.
Yeah. It's
okay. The same way. I had a question. You know how you say, is it the right place to say it? Is it wrong, or is it less valuable or less significant if he says it during sex for the first time?
Yeah.
Does that make it less valuable?
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
I agree too.
Yeah, because you could be talking to my coochie. And you could...
How?
I don't think it's less valuable.
Unless he's stroking it slow and then he's like, yeah, I love you.
That's even worse, because you're just in love with me right now and inside how it feels. Like, no, I don't want that. I don't want that.
I mean, I wouldn't.
That's not something you asking for. Like.
Yeah, that's not something I'm asking for. But like, if he say it, like if he say it if the first time he say it is like, why are we having sex? Like, I would not laugh out loud, but like in my head, like, I'll be like, "Pussy got you weak, huh?" But like, it's just I wouldn't less value it though. It's just like, it took for you to be that weak to say it. That's just like
people. How you get vulnerable.
Yeah.
So maybe that's my problem. I got it all figured out. I love talking to you girls. Like, nah, but then I would say it back in that moment, but I won't say it again. Like, after.
What are you talking about?
In a casual moment. All right, so say boom, we have sex. Oh, I love you, Maxie. I love you too. Right? But then, like, when I leave the nigga, I'm not saying I love you.
You got to.
I'm not saying that shit. He would have to say it again to me casually.
And he'd be like, yo, you know, I really do love you, though. Like,
right. Yeah, like, if I'm out of crowd, bitch, like, you love me.
So why wouldn't you just be like, so you really love me?
I would say that. Okay. That's a good way to do it. And I'm childish like that, right. So I would say some shit like that.
As you're leaving out the door, like, you really love me, though?
Right. So give me a hug. So you really love me? Or you love? What you love? Tell me what you love. Like, I really say something. Like, I start playing and shit like that. But if he say it bad, then it's like, oh, that's so cute.
That's so cute. That's disrespectful. That's so cute. You tell somebody, I love you, Maxie. Oh, that's cute.
I would really say that, but I would say I love you too after that. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. I love you too. Because it is cute. Like, the fact that you're in love with me is so cute.
Could you imagine somebody, if you tell somebody you love them, you're like, I love you. Thank you.
Thank you. That's like rude. I would think I'd deck that nigga in his face. Like, stupid bitch, thank you. What the fuck you talking about?
Nah, what if they be like, wow.
I love you, cut. See, that'd be perfect for somebody like me, because then he'd really get to meet the real me. Because then I would do just like I just did, because. Like, I really start acting all stupid and shit. And then he'd just be looking at me like, she's so cute and silly and pretty and just, oh, wow.
He gonna be like, thank God she got some good ass pussy. I wouldn't be fucking with her.
Yeah, nigga, I thank God with the tone.
Wow.
I thank God too. That's how I pulled you. Oh, yeah, I'm a rapper.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm crying. All right, so look, man, shot question. How many times do you think a person should fall in love? I don't want to fall in love again.
It depends. Because sometimes.
So much emotion.
It is. And sometimes people don't be wanting to start over, but sometimes you need to start over just to learn from your mistakes.
It's so hard being emotionally invested in
people. It is. It really is.
I seen this post. It said, people change relationships because they don't want to change themselves. And it's like...
that's deep.
Yeah. It's like you continue to change partners, hoping that somebody...
is going to put up with your shit.
It's
like you're searching for somebody to put up with your fuck shit.
Because you don't want to change.
Yeah, and people be, like, oblivious and just close-minded. They don't want to see nothing wrong with what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I know what my problem is.
I know my problems, too. I got a nasty-ass mouth.
I got a nasty-ass mouth, too. I got a stank-ass walk and a reckless-ass mouth. But, nah, communication is trash, too.
I take that back. My mouth is not a problem in a relationship. Because if I'm in love with a nigga, and if you're doing the right stuff, you're not going to get that side of me.
Because
I'm really a fairy tale type of bitch. Like, I don't even want my man to have me like that.
Ooh, it's cold outside. Y'all know it's cold outside. Yeah, y'all know. It's like, nah,
what are you talking about?
Because you said that you don't be talking reckless or whatever. Like, you're not that type of person. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh wow, it's really cold outside.
Wow,
like,
nah.
Too.
I mean, I am like that, but I don't want to be like that with my man. Nobody wants to be like that with their man.
No, it becomes frustrating. Like, because I'm using all this fucking energy yelling and screaming at you for something I done told you mad fucking time that you know how to do. That shit is annoying.
Now I got a headache. My fucking temples hurting. Right. My eyes all puffy the next morning. Like, look at this. Look at this book right here, right?
They can't see the book.
Okay, y'all, listen. I'm holding one of my niece's book, right? It's Sleeping Beauty. When men say that women have, like, nasty mouths and attitude and stuff, no little girl dreams of being like that. No. Just look at the stuff we grew up looking at.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee, there's nowhere in this book where Sleeping Beauty was getting smart with nobody cursing them the fuck out, right? Nope. It's to the
like, even with the prince, when he kissed her without permission, she ain't wake up like, damn, nigga, you ain't even need consent. Like,
exactly. It's not, it would take me to get to a point where I'm like that. And I never want to be like that with my man at all. So it's like, if I'm at a point where I'm like that, it's like I'm in defense mode. And I don't want to be in defense mode. Like, if you get in that side of me, that's like the outside of me. That's like what people on the outside get. Like, why I gotta keep my guard up and be defensive. So if I'm at the point where I'm really like that, then it's something my man did. But personally, I don't really want to fall in love again. I know that's, like, impossible not to happen.
You're just saying that because right now you're going through mad stuff. You got mad stuff on your plate right now, probably. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the last thing on your mind right now. Because that's not, you're not even looking for that. You just, you know, trying to do what you got to do.
Yeah. It's so hard. I don't want to ever, like, cry. Be crying over people,
bro. That shit hurt. Yo,
like, that shit really hurt.
I would rather for somebody to punch me in my face than to be heartbroken. Yo. Bitch, I'd rather break my leg than be heartbroken.
So heartbroken is like a different hurt. No, but heartbroken
for real, because at least you're healing about 6 to 8 weeks. A heartbreak, you'll still be heartbroken like 3-4 months later. Like,
yo, you know what hurt the most when somebody you love break your heart? It's like, yo, I love you, my nigga. It's like I'm sitting here crying over you,
right?
And you don't give a... You made me... I'm sitting here crying over you and you made me cry. Like, no, it's just...
And now you asking me why I'm crying.
Right.
You made me cry.
But it's just... Like, right. Angry. Yo, but it's really just as simple as, why would you make me cry? Like, why would you ever do anything to cause tears to come down my eyes?
Let's be fucking. Let's be fucking. You bring them, baby.
You wildin'. You look, she's OD. Yeah, that's why they call her D. Oh, I'm calling you OD from now on. This is OD right here. Nah, I don't want that shit either. That's too much. Like, look at Chris' face. I'm crying, son. Nah, but
hey, y'all, next season we're gonna make sure we do the visuals.
y'all gotta see the facial expressions. They fucking hand gestures and shit. These bitches be talking with in sign language. I be having to tell her.
Like, the viewers can't, the listeners can't see y'all, you know. Right?
Y'all would really be crying if y'all see them. Like, they funny as hell. Nah, son. But that love shit is crazy. What if y'all don't even know what love is? Everybody think they know what love is. You think it's multiple definitions of love?
It's not magic.
You have love, you have infatuation, and you have lust. It's three different ones, and people get confused.
And how the fuck?
I'm an infatuated. I would be super infatuated.
Infatuation is okay. Love is the truth, but lust, you can tell if it's lust. Like,
how?
If we don't vibe, we don't really connect like that. But the sex is really good, and every time I think about you,
So lust is only sex driven?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know. Okay, that would make sense though. Because then, like, infatuation would be like more so vibes, like, right? I'm infatuated with the shit you got.
Yeah.
I'm a big time infatuator, if that's a word. Infatuatingness.
I'm crying. Yeah, I'm big on infatuation.
Right, I'm really big on infatuation, if that's the case.
I'm not big on infatuation. I'm not really. Sometimes. What it was is one time when I got drunk in the alley. It's like, nah.
Yo! Nah. Who the fuck is infatuated with a cat? No! I got drunk in the alley.
No. I got
get
that.
Get alley cat. I'm on a roll tonight. Wah, wah,
wah. I'm nah, crying, I got that bro. Shit from Dr. Doolittle. It was a part, and he was like, well, there was this one time when I got drunk in the alley. Now, that's just me being silly, though. I don't do one night stands. Never did. I don't plan on it doing that shit either. So
yeah, no, definitely. That's not the way to go. But
lust. I've been in lust before.
I would never want to be in lust. For a nigga to just have my mind like that over sex, woo-hoo! I'm good.
You don't want to be like that.
This bitch.
Cause it's like,
she really OD.
Cause it's like controlling. Like, it's like,
like a nigga have control over you.
Right. Like, that's just, you know.
Can it go from infatuation to lust? No, I think it'd still just be infatuation for me. Like, cause I was obsessed.
It could go to lust though.
Could it be?
If y'all around each other that much, then yeah.
Or you could be infatuated with nigga vibe, this and that, this and that. Then you start fucking on him. And then, like, the fucking just super good. But now I don't really give a fuck about your vibe because you ain't really shit. But now I'm just in lust with you because
the thing is, OD.
It's like, I don't really fuck with you no more. I really don't want to be around you no more. You're a dub. But we could still link. It's like, nah.
Nah, ain't no psych, nah. What the fuck you talking about?
Definitely psych.
Definitely psych, nah. Because, nah. These niggas, nah, nah, nah. Y'all know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for a partner for the listeners listening.
Say nothing. Damn.
I was about to get deep.
For all y'all listening right now, right? I need a partner. She looking for a man that's got...
I need a partner. And at least 6'3". Say nothing.
6'3", you know.
6 to 8 figures.
Brown skin.
We signed the fucking telephone calls that used to be on like 2 o'clock.
Oh my goodness. Hi, if you're looking for a link, mm-hmm. you can try me. I'm Hottie 251.
Mm-hmm. You want a little heat?
Mm-hmm. It did used to be like that.
Yeah, she, yo, Chris used to be calling those when we was kids.
For real?
You ain't used to be calling those when we was kids? She lying. She was 8 years old.
Nah, no, she lying.
What's
you never.
Alright,
so
all right, my
all right.
topic.
Nah, nah, nah. Hold on. She look up. Alright, so you used to be playing. Topic. You used to be playing in the phone book.
That was definitely you.
She's lying.
Mommy called for that shit mad time.
Yo,
she's lying.
My topic is, yo, she deflecting like a motherfucker. Nah, definitely was you. Nah, you know what? That was mommy. Like, damn, who was it? Was it the dog, the cat?
Right.
The boss had mommy call her.
The neighbors. My topic is, what can your child do? Is there anything your child can do to you, to anyone else, to make you disown them?
Like the last straw. Nah, I'm riding
with
winter forever.
Yeah, that's how I am, too. Damn, this we're going to have to ride this topic out there. Because me personally, I don't care. You can be a fucking serial killer rapist chopping up and eating women.
Would you help them?
No, I'm not going as far as helping you, my nigga. I'm not going to...
You're not there for them.
I'm not going to agree with what you do, but I'm not going to disown you as a child. At the end of the day, I gave birth to you. I carried you. You are mine.
Right.
Like, my child could fucking shoot me in the leg or stab me in the arm. Like, I'm going to be mad as hell at you, and we're going to talk this way. I'll probably stay away from you for a while.
Nah,
but
we're not talking. I'm going to do the same thing back to you.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, too. So now we even.
And if you feel like you want to still be my friend, you know what I mean.
Be my
keep
daughter.
Relationship. Then we keep it, but we gotta be even.
That's but that's nothing. It's nothing. I don't think it's nothing in this world that any of my kids. I have 3 children, by the way. I don't think any is nothing in this world. Anything. Anything. I don't think. That's why I said anything.
What if your kids sleep with one of your men?
Nope.
What would you do?
Nope. I would fucking
get rid of his ass.
Get rid of his ass. And then today, I'm still my daughter. I don't agree.
But she wildin' though. Like, that's my man.
Then, okay,
like
you
Jerry Springer shit.
You bitch, can have him.
Bitch, you want your old fat ass? You want this cherry pop?
That's gonna be wildin'.
Jerry Springer, right? Yo, can
but,
you imagine?
But you still my daughter. Like, I don't care.
I'm gonna knock that bitch head.
I didn't say I wasn't gonna do that, but at the end of the day, you still my daughter. I'm not gonna love you any less. Like, you my daughter. I can't.
Not nothing gonna love you a little less. I ain't gonna hold you.
A little less?
A little less.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Cause, like, you're disrespecting me, bro. Like, you want a lot. You want Jerry Springer wilding like that?
But Jerry Springer, it'd be mad actors.
No, but let's say y'all really on Jerry Springer and, like, she's wilding. Like, bitch, I'll beat you the fuck up. Like, fuck out of here.
That's crazy. My kids have never seen no shit. Like,
he want this banana split. Like,
you can't even touch your toes. I could do a split on a dick.
No. Bitch, you can't even see your toes when you look down. You know how to be Amari? He told me he loved when I lick it. Like, what is she really up there wilding?
Yo, I don't care. That's still my daughter. I'm a disown the dude. You feel me?
I mean, that's easy.
What if I have a fucking, what you call that?
What if your son raped your daughter?
Then we sitting in family counseling. There's something. I did something wrong.
You don't disown him?
No, I don't. Adult disown my son.
I'm disowning that nigga and I'm knocking him the fuck out.
No, because for you to rape your sister, it's something I didn't do right. We need to go to counseling. What step did I miss?
You really think it's something that you didn't do, right?
Are why just give me something with their fucking chemical balance and their fucking heads?
For real, I don't think that any rapist that grew up, any child molester.
You never knew. You never know. Like,
unless they was actually fucking touched by their mother. But if you as a mother ain't never touched your kids and you did everything the correct way for your kids, that shit ain't got nothing to do with you.
I don't know. I see it different. I really would think I failed as a child.
No, that's just stupid ass.
I would think I failed as a parent because my son raped my his sister. But if my son be out there raping other women, would I feel as like I feel as a parent? No, because those randoms. I know that's wrong. I'm so sorry, y'all, but that's so wrong. I wouldn't feel like I felt as a parent. I just wouldn't agree with
if
anything
I had a son
he's doing.
That became a rapist. I know damn well I did not feel as a fucking parent. Whatever the fuck they put on TV, whatever the fuck.
But you allowed them to watch it.
And even if it wasn't me allowing them to watch it,
they go to school.
They go to school. People. Don't fucking hit me.
You put them in that school.
I know.
Like, nah.
They go to school, even fucking kids in charter school learning all types of shit from fucking
kids.
Why? Because kids come from fucking homes and only Lord knows what the fuck goes on at home or around kids. Like, it's not. It's way beyond fucking a parent feeling as to why a child is a certain particular way.
I don't know, but I do think some parents do fail as raising their kids. So.
Yeah, that's true. Of course. That's true, but I don't think that when something goes wrong with a person that every parent had to be fucking.
So you saying sometimes, only sometimes, it has to do with like how they was raised, not all the time.
Yeah, sometimes, because I don't give a fuck how anybody was raised. You have a brain of your own,
free will.
That's free will, but you don't understand. Some people will actually brainwash their kids into thinking this is right. And
but your
this
brain
is wrong.
Is supposed to be strong enough to learn. You in the whole world with people
right.
around you.
I understand, but people
shelter, like one of those creepy ass.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like people actually break their kids down, like
but,
to make you believe what they want to believe.
But we live in a normal ass life, a normal ass family. Your kids go to school, come home.
Then that's their decision.
Exactly my point. So like, I don't feel as though that anytime a fucking child of somebody is going decide to do some retarded ass dumb shit that it should be based upon the parent and how they raised them. That's bullshit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's bullshit. That shit 50-50. Like, listen, we all got the fucking brains to say, can I do this? Mm-hmm. Can I go through with doing this? Or mm-hmm. I'm about to go through with doing this. Like,
right.
Your mother was not right there fucking holding that little fucking girl's legs open and telling you to do it, goddammit. Don't play with me. Like, nah. That's some crazy shit.
That's when niggas be trying to claim insanity and shit.
Uh-huh.
Bugging the fuck out. All right, what if you have a kid, right? They grow up and then you decide, you have another kid, like, that's way younger. And one of your kids called diapers on you.
All right, you know what? Difus could have them. But that don't mean I'm going to love them any less, though.
I'm dead. Yo, she
you bald. If one of my kids called Difus on me, you stuck with Difus now, nigga. You bugging. And
no,
I'm not coming.
No, she's saying, like, what if you
on
have like, a 25-year-old and then you still got, like, an 8 and 9-year-old, too? Mm-hmm. And a 25-year-old child of yours called Difus on you. Like, could you still, like, consider that your child?
Oh, shit.
And they take your baby from you.
Oh, like, nah. All right.
See, I got those scenarios.
Yeah, you got a good-ass scenario, because now we ain't worried about Difus. Now you got to worry about, now I got me an assault charge. What you talking about? I'm gonna beat the shit out of that dude.
Oh,
dee. Talk about that. What I disown. Yeah, man. I'm disowned the shit out of him. And
so
I got
you would
fucking
disown somebody choice. For that before you would disown your son for raping your daughter.
Exactly.
Yes.
She's OD.
Yes,
son.
I would. Because that's just like, for me, that's just like too much. Like, to take my child away from me.
Your child.
That, okay. Yeah.
That's taking your child virginity.
Your
like,
innocence.
Innocence. Like, that's kind of. Nah.
Yeah, that's like a mental thing.
My son got to go after that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
I still be a mother, of course.
That's what I mean.
Because you can't change that bloodline. But, nigga, you're not about to be nah.
Do you get to stay in your crib?
No.
I put that nigga in a mental institution.
Yeah, get him
straight
some help.
Jacket, and I lie and say he be saying mad fucked up shit. I lie and say he be biting the walls. He say he be talking to aliens. Like,
damn, he be like, Mommy, it was a mistake. Please forgive me.
I I'm like, I don't know, honestly. Like, straitjacket this nigga.
That's crazy.
Because I got to punish you. Before I kill you, I have to punish you for my daughter. Not, don't worry, baby. He's going to be away for a long, long time.
He's going to be locked up. That's one.
You said, all right, you sending him to jail or the mental institution?
To jail or the mental institution. Whoever won him. No, but you whoever
can straighten him the fuck out. I would send him to the mental institution, drug this nigga up, sedate him, make him think he see fucking, I don't know, make that nigga think he out of space. The niggas be Looney Tunes. I had this nigga fuck up for the rest of his motherfucking life because he fucked with my baby. That's not
enough punishment.
That's not enough punishment? Jail is easy. That nigga gonna be in there playing cards and smoking cigarettes and shit, trading oodles and noodles for ice cream cakes and shit. Like,
so y'all don't believe in forgiveness? Same, like, damn.
Getting the same rates that he just performed.
But he don't like that shit because he's a weirdo. You
know, y'all don't believe in forgiveness?
Yeah, I ain't saying I won't forgive him. Just because he in jail don't mean I ain't forgive him. Like, it's just that you just got what the hell you deserve.
Yo, but you want to know something? I'm not really a forgiver.
That's you.
Girl, I came to that conclusion.
I forgive. Because, like, I'm not going to keep dwelling on some shit and that be fucking with me for mad long.
I don't have to dwell on it. But I would never forgive somebody for something. I can't really think of nobody I, like, genuinely, not say I forgave you, but in the back of my head, I'm like, I can't wait to get you back. Like, I'm talking about, like, genuinely forgave somebody.
I did it.
Nah, never. Only thing is, like, sibling rival. Like, I forgave Biff for, like, chipping my tooth. I forget Biff, like, maybe you threw the comb at me from the other side of the house. I forget her for that stuff. That's like sibling rivalry.
Yeah, I forgave my brother for giving me a fucking black eye.
That's the only thing I'm forgiving is like sibling rivalry or like shit like that. On top of like new encounters and like relationships and shit, anybody that's like outside of like, I don't believe in forgiveness. I really don't. Like,
why?
I can never really feel the same about you.
It doesn't matter. Like, you can forgive the person and not talk to them. Like, you can do that. Like, it's... You won't see this person.
Why would I forgive you if I'm never going to talk to you? I might as well just keep this grudge against you.
Why would you keep a grudge?
Keep the grudge.
I mean, it won't really bother me, but I'm never going to, like...
That's the point. Just forgive them. All right, whatever.
You can forgive somebody and never talk to them again.
Facts.
But why would I forgive you if I'm never going to talk to you?
Why would you hold a grudge for them if you're never going to talk to them again?
That means every time you think about this person, you really going to be disgusted.
Right. Why the fuck you keep bringing up this bitch thing?
Yeah. Like, and anytime I see them...
I hope your gun don't sound like that.
That was a water gun.
Okay.
Bow, bow, bow. No, but deadass, like, I'm not really into that shit, though.
I forgive. No. What they say? Forgive, never forget? Yeah, I'll forgive you.
Oh, please. I'm not forgiving no fuck about it. Because you did some fucked up shit to me, you meant to do that shit. Nobody
said they never did it. Like, they probably meant to genuinely do that shit. But
so how can I forgive you? You're not sorry.
So what?
Because people don't do fucked up shit if they're sorry.
No, they don't. But what does that have to do with you forgiving them and never fucking talking to them again?
Why would I forgive you for being a fucking idiot? And
why would you hold a grudge for them? You're never going to see them a fucking
It's not a matter of holding grudges, but I want you to know I don't forgive you. Oh. And you're going to burn in hell knowing I never forgave you. Because you're wrong. And I did not deserve that.
That's not going to matter by the time they burn in hell.
Right. Yes, it is. Because they're going to think about me. And I'm going to be the last person they think about.
You probably was not even on. They probably did more fucked up shit than you. You just was the easy cake. Like,
I don't think forgiveness should be a thing.
That's you. I think it is.
I think I'm worthy of forgiveness because I could really do something to be sorry. Oh my god!
So what you think, Chris?
No, I could really be worthy of forgiveness though, because like, I could really do something. It's not
for y'all the listeners. Chris over here crying. Like,
no. All right. Can I just explain myself? I could really do something. Y'all gotta understand, I'm a Virgo. Like,
she's still laughing.
Like, I could do something. It's not funny. I could do something and not mean it. Or, like, I'm like the type of person, like, you could tell me, like, the stove is hot, don't touch it. And I'm just like, oh, I gotta touch it.
That's bullshit.
I'm sorry.
You want some Homer shit. Like, that's
my personality. So it's like,
please do not push this button.
Yeah, it's like, I would have, like, why I can't push
this button. Why? What the fuck they think they, I'm grown. I'm about to push this button.
No.
That was choice. I just said that.
No.
Before your son raped your daughter, he had a choice, and he chose to do it. So, whoever chooses to do anything, it's just you wanted to do it.
No.
So
it's like, it's yeah. It's no, like, but I really want to press the big red button. Uh-huh. Yeah, you stupid. No, but then it's not like, who the fuck is that?
And then somebody gonna come out and punch you in the face But you're not going to forgive them for punching you in the face.
No.
Even though it just said, do not press this big red button. No. You're going to push it anyway.
I'm never going to forgive them.
Who the fuck they punched me in the face?
No, because you knew I didn't really mean to do that. Like, you know I was just curious.
How did you not mean it?
And they was so curious was to see if they
was curious, that means you meant to do it.
Right. No. It's like anybody who...
That means the curiosity drove you straight to doing it. Like,
exactly. But, all right, but
that's
like,
why anybody do anything, because they're curious as to what's going to happen or how it's going to feel or whatever the fuck it was.
They just want to see what the outcome going to be.
And not even that's the a good outcome. Enough reason. Some people wanted to just live through the moment, actually.
Yeah, the moments is cool, too. You don't like moments?
Yeah.
No, for real, for real. Fuck y'all. Like, I go through phases all the time. Like,
I think everybody does.
Mad shit.
Everybody do.
Like,
that's just life, period.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Effie.
See, so that's moments. You gotta say y'all like living the moment. For the moment.
Yeah, I did say that. Okay.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
But like I said, I wouldn't forget a person that come out and punched me in the face.
See, but...
So
you're not even thinking about the decision you made to get punched in the face.
I'm curious about punching you in the face.
Are you going to find out? I'm going to beat you the fuck out.
I'm just curious.
To see if somebody was really going to push this button.
If I put, don't push the button up here.
I'm
Oh my goodness.
I'm totally dead. But it's like, nah, at that point, if it says don't push the button, and I still push the button, you gotta have some kind of sympathy for me.
Have sympathy for them, because they really sat there and wrote, do not push red button, and they put it big as hell and bright red. Have sympathy for them.
But it could just be a game.
Well, it's a game, and you lost, motherfucker, because you're the one that got punched. They behind it. They behind that button like.
Look at this stupid bitch. Look at her. I'm really dying.
Hey, chill.
Y'all is so stupid.
This one. Hey, for y'all listeners, this is why we want to get the visual. We're going to upload it on YouTube next season, definitely. But yeah, y'all got to see what we're doing. Nah. That's why it's funny though. Like,
fuck that. I'm worthy of forgiveness, but nobody else is not.
That's selfish.
Because I understand my intentions.
That's selfish.
Yeah, but saying some shit like that, it really make you feel like that. Like, just like, I can't wait, bitch.
Like, that's what they was doing. I just got fired. Do not press red button. Paint that shit all red. That's I'm waiting to punch a motherfucker. We're gonna push this shit. And here go you. Here go you. Push the button.
Somebody walk past that button.
Then my stupid ass walk by, I come back.
Press that button. I wanna do it.
You be this close, then you like,
I'm a digger.
Hey, yo. Then you about to push the button, but you stop, like, nigga already.
He got that shit cut back, like.
Nigga, like, fuck. I've been waiting to knock somebody.
Damn, that's the third bitch this week. Somebody gonna push this shit. I know they is.
This bitch said this is the third bitch this week. I'm crying, son. Can you imagine if it really was a red button right here? Like, people just walking by. I swear to God, I'll be the one. I promise you, I'll be the one. Everybody know, nah.
Nah, I'll be like, hell
no. No. I'll definitely say hell no, too.
I'm like, especially since I don't know what that button do now.
I'm like, don't push
me. That shit and kill yourself.
Right. It could be a gut bow.
Fucking heavy ass piano. Nigga, it's in that
box. Boom. I'm like, don't push nigga.
Cartoon shit. Fucking Abnell. What you call them shit? The little cartoon shit.
What?
Whatever.
Nigga, I don't know, but she said the piano. That's the most cartoon shit I've seen in my life. All right, y'all.
All right, y'all. We're going to wrap it up. You can follow me, my business page, at DEE_S_BEE Organics.
Okay, Siri. Follow me on Instagram at @_WintersWonderland. That's WYNTERS, Wonderland. Time and spelling links in my bio. You know, y'all can find all these good episodes, the previous ones, the link to Jack of All Trades, and a bunch of other good stuff.
Yeah, links in my bio too, though, by the way.
Follow me, y'all, Chris at LITE_SKIN_LADY, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.